Nolte, Counting the Ways the Washington Post Loves Them Some Al-Baghdadi. By John Nolte on October 29, 2019. As soon as I learned President Trump had ordered a successful mission to bag ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, I knew exactly how the corporate media would respond. I knew the usual suspects that are failing. Far-left, fake news outlets such as CNN, NBC News, The New York Times, and Washington Post would attempt to spin one of America's great days as the exact opposite. We would be told audacious lies about how taking out al-Baghdadi would only make things worse, only proves Trump's Syria policy is a disaster, how this successful mission happened in spite of Trump, and that Trump's perfectly calibrated statement and willingness to answer the media's questions at length would be twisted into a crass victory lap. But even I, your humble writer, was floored when the Washington Post lamented the loss of that dear, sweet man al-Baghdadi, a vile terrorist responsible for thousands of innocent deaths, a monster who engaged in serial rape, and a subhuman, barbaric sociopath whose entire legacy is one of torture, murder, rape, tyranny and terror, including of his own people. And that's the thing about the establishment media. Every time you are certain there is no bottom left to hit, they find another bottom. The media's serial lies about Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown are directly responsible for a horrific race riot that destroyed a predominantly black neighborhood in Ferguson, Missouri. Obviously, the media have learned that was a terrible mistake and, wait, did CNN just openly call for rioting in Baltimore? Since the media were just caught red-handed lying to us for 3 years about Trump colluding with Russia, surely they won't, what's this about a perfectly anodyne Ukraine call? And, since the media has had to retract all its lies smearing the Covington Catholic high school boys, certainly they've learned a did you just say Brett Kavanaugh threw some ice? But this abiding affection from the Washington Post for a killer and rapist, a murdering theocrat who used three small children as human shields and murdered them during his cowardly suicide. As cynical and clear-eyed as I have been about the media for nearly 30 years, as ahead of the curve I like to believe I have been about BuzzFeed, CNN, and others, this I did not see coming. And it was not just once that the Post expressed its affection for this barbarian. Let's begin with Max Boot, the Post's morally illiterate columnist, a man so diseased with hate and envy for President Trump. He told the world that using three children as human shields is not the act of a coward. Understand this. Al-Baghdadi used three small children as human shields and then rather than release those children, he murdered those children while blowing himself up to avoid capture. If shielding yourself with small children is not cowardly, then nothing is cowardly. But here is Max Boot of the Washington Post gushing over al-Baghdadi's heroic act of using small children as shields because the orange man is so bad. Under pressure, Boot was forced to retract that nonsense. Too late. Fuck you, pal. Nonetheless, that was a bottom I never saw coming. And then there's the Washington Post's Sunday obituary that literally lionizes al-Baghdadi with a headline that is kinder, more generous, and more complimentary than any headline our own president has received from the Post. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. One of the most monstrous human beings in our history, a barbarian who kidnapped, raped, and tortured a young American woman for more than a year, is described as an austere religious scholar. That's like describing O.J. Simpson as a widower. And that headline was after the Post's editors gave it some thought and decided they could do better. It originally read, Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief, dies at 48. Eventually, the uproar forced to the Post to change the headline yet again. But the opening of the obituary still reads like a Horatio Alger story, and still describes a child killer as an austere religious scholar. When Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi took the reins of the Islamic State of Iraq in 2010, few had heard of the organization or its new leader. Then an austere religious scholar with wireframe glasses and no known aptitude for fighting and killing. Oh, there's more. We are also told. Mr. Baghdadi maintained a canny pragmatism as leader, melding a fractious mix of radical Islamist militants and former Iraqi Ba'athists and army officers into a powerful military force capable of overrunning cities and defeating Iraqi divisions in battle. The Post has never said anything this complimentary about Trump. who just happens to be the leader responsible for liberating millions of Muslims with his successful approach to wiping out ISIS. Via the great Ace of Spades, who originally rounded these up. Let me show how the Post attacked Trump on the very same day it gushed over a rapist and murderer's canny pragmatism and bravery. Opinion: the U.S. kills an ISIS leader. But Trump is giving the group a new lease on life. The Washington Post, at Washington Post, October 27, 2019. Dash. Opinion: three ways the Baghdadi raid undermines Trump's chaotic policy. The Washington Post, at Washington Post, October 28, 2019. Dash. The Washington Post, at Washington Post, October 27, 2019. Dash. Despite the killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, some analysts question U.S. ability to prevent ISIS resurgence. The Washington Post, at Washington Post, October 28, 2019. Dash. So as you can see, killing al-Baghdadi can only mean bad things. You know, like how Trump and the military just bagged the guy who was all set to take al-Baghdadi's place. Trump has successfully led the effort to wipe out ISIS and its leaders, something our terrible expert class, like the hideous Max Boot, told us would take decades. It also looks like Trump has solved the 200-year-old border dispute between the Syrian Kurds and Turkey, which means we are avoiding a potentially disastrous war. On top of that, Trump is keeping his promise to put an end to our troops dying in the sand until the end of time. But it's al-Baghdadi who earns all the Post's kind words and praise, which reveals everything about the vile Post and its demented and perverse hatred for Trump and his supporters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.